The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Today's scripture reading tells us that God loves you and me just as he loves Jesus. This is an amazing thought. How can a holy and perfect God love people like us who are so imperfect and unholy? The key to this amazing love is found right there in verse 23. And it is this: it is only through Christ Jesus that you and I become one with God. And then in this remarkable and mysterious bond of oneness, we also become the body of Christ, which is the church. Sadly, there are some persons in the church who seem much more interested in criticizing the church and each other than lifting up the name of Jesus. The devil takes great pleasure in such behavior because it can hinder the effectiveness of the church. When the church is in complete unity, then God's glory and power is magnificently revealed, and the world can see the great love that God has for each and every soul, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you love Jesus, then begin to pray for the unity of his church. Please join us again next week.